From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. U.S. soldiers are inside central Baghdad tonight. Reporters in the city say U.S. troops now control one of Saddam Hussein's main palaces. John Lee Anderson writes for The New Yorker magazine. He's staying in a hotel just across the Tigris River from where American troops roared in to capture the massive presidential complex.
We woke up this morning to the sounds of combat coming from right across the river in the presidential complex, which is a vast garden area with a lot of destroyed palaces now. And as the daylight broke, it was obvious to see that the Americans had come in and were trying to take the palace. One of the first things I saw was a group of Iraqi soldiers coming off a sandbank. I'm guessing about 500 yards from where I sit in my balcony, which overlooks it, and they were coming up the embankment along the side of the palace grounds, and which runs along that side of the river, and then some of them broke into a run, and then as we watched them, we could see first two and then two more American tanks or Bradley fighting vehicles appear on the parapet near them, and it was extraordinary. There they were, the Americans, and within the same line of sight, that group of Iraqi soldiers running away from them along the river past us. They reached a place which was fenced off down into the river, and many of them had to swim out and around through the bulrushes to get around the security fence and continue running away from the palace. And in the end, I think I saw about 50 doing that. And then to add to the surreal imagery, within about an hour of the combat starting, and these explosions taking place across the river and the sound of machine gun fire, tank fire, and then exploding ammunition. I went out in mid-morning, and there was traffic, and there were people out on the avenue just one block inland from the river behind us.
And what do you make of what the people of Baghdad are thinking this week? Is it that two armies, both equally irrelevant to them, are battling for their city, or that their country is being invaded and taken over, or that they're being liberated from a horrible tyrant?
There's no clear-cut answer to that. There's a mix of all of that, I think, in people's minds. You have to keep in mind that people here are terrified of speaking their minds as long as they feel there's some slight risk of retaliation, and that clearly is still the case on this side of the river, only 300 meters from where the Americans are. I spoke to an Iraqi friend today, and I gave him the news that I had heard that, for instance, Chemical Ali's body had been found, this notorious hunter, who's evidently been found by the British in Basra. And for a moment, his face shone in enthusiasm and delight, and then he stopped himself and he says, "Are you sure? That's what they said about Nasiriyah, that they had taken it. That's what they had said about, some of these earlier claims which turned out to be untrue." And despite showing some Iraqis today, the images that have been taken by embedded reporters just across the river from us with the troops in the palaces, it's as though there's a suspension of belief. They don't quite believe they're real.
John, before I let you go, one other thing. In radio, we don't have the benefit of maps, so I'm wonder if you can indulge us a bit and try to give us a little bit of the geography of the city of Baghdad, where you are, where you looked across the Tigris River, where that is with respect to the airport, how much of the city remains unentered by U.S. forces.
I'm sitting in the center of the city, which lies on the eastern bank of the city. And I look across to the western bank, which is the western half, western and southern. And most immediately across the river is this vast presidential complex. Beyond it, there are avenues with monuments and administrative buildings and ministries, parks, and so on. And then beyond that, there are suburbs, residential neighborhoods. So the Americans have come right into the heart of the city on the western bank of the Tigris. They have not yet crossed the river. The river is crossed by seven bridges here at the heart. They have not yet crossed the river to this side, but we're not talking about the Mississippi. If there was a bridge from my hotel to where I see the Americans, I could walk it in about 12 minutes. That's how close they are. And the Americans now control the airport, which lies at the edge on the other side of the city, and now a piece of its heart, which is the presidential complex. And so what we're all waiting for, of course, is to see what they do next and where they go next.
John Lee Anderson, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
John Lee Anderson, who writes the Letter from Baghdad for the New Yorker magazine.